Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, October 13, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Skip the K-1 paperwork. The InfraCap MLP ETF seeks convenient income for energy investors. The InfraCap MLP ETF, AMZA, offers high yields without the tax-related complexities often associated with midstream energy MLPs. With the U.S. Federal Reserve cutting its benchmark interest rate, the environment may favor an approach targeting passive income. AMZA, launched in 2014 by Infrastructure Capital Advisors, combines higher yields of energy-focused MLPs with simplified tax structures. Led by J.D. Hatfield, AMZA's active management and strategic focus aim to enhance the MLP-focused ETF's risk-reward profile, providing potentially greater total upside for investors. With monthly distributions and leverage designed to magnify returns, AMZA stands out as a practical, actively managed alternative for income seekers seeking energy exposure without the paperwork headache.
Investor news breaks. Nano Nuclear Energy Inc., NASDAQ NNE, closes private placement, strengthening financial position with $600 million in cash. Nano Nuclear Energy Inc. has closed a private placement, securing $600 million in cash from leading asset managers and institutional investors. This funding will support the development, construction, and regulatory licensing for its Kronos MMR energy system and other microreactor initiatives. Founder and chairman J.U. stated that this raise reflects strong investor confidence and positions Nano Nuclear as a leader in the U.S. microreactor industry. Titan Partners Group served as the sole placement agent for the offering. Nano Nuclear Energy Inc. is an advanced technology-driven nuclear energy company focused on becoming a diversified and vertically integrated company across various business lines, including portable and microreactor technologies, nuclear fuel fabrication, transportation, applications for space, and industry consulting services.
Powerbank Corporation, NESUN, FFSE, SNO3, reports FY 2025 increase in independent power producer, IPP, revenues and assets from IPP portfolio expansion. Powerbank Corporation, a premier developer of renewable energy projects, reported a 1,508% increase in revenues from its independent power producer segment in FY 2025. Total company assets rose 253% year-over-year, driven by IPP expansion. The company announced up to $100 million in project-based financing through a mandate with CIM Group. CEO Dr. Richard Liu highlighted a shift toward long-term recurring revenue through asset ownership and financing. Powerbank's development pipeline now totals 1,806 megawatt DC of solar PV and battery energy storage projects, showcasing a strategic focus on growth and sustainability. UGI system upgrades underway along Route 249 in Tioga County. UGI Utilities Inc. has started a natural gas main replacement project along Route 249 in Tioga County. The upgrades aim to enhance safety and reliability. Construction will take place between Hughes Road and Button Hollow Road, with work scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers should expect lane restrictions and some natural gas service interruptions. The project is set to be completed by late November, followed by temporary restoration. UGI Utilities Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information can be found at www.ugi.com. UGI scheduled to begin additional system upgrades in Lancaster this week. UGI Utilities Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Lancaster on Wednesday, October 15th. The system upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service. The work could also create opportunities for homeowners and businesses along the project route to convert to natural gas. underground work will happen on specific streets in the area, with construction scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers may experience lane and parking restrictions, and there will be some interruptions to natural gas service. UGI encourages anyone interested in converting to natural gas to contact the company at 800-276-272 or gasconversion@ugi.com. Installation of the new natural gas main is expected to be completed by late November, with final paving to follow at a later date.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.